You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, is game day for Kansas State here in Manhattan, Kansas, as they'll be taking on West Virginia Mountaineers, bringing them back here to Manhattan here in just a couple of hours. Eddie Greer, the third here on this Saturday. Yes, Saturday, whatever you want to call it, November 13th, 2021 here. And the Cats continue to build momentum. Three consecutive wins in a row. This is the K-State preview edition of the podcast here. It's going to be a little bit of a different format, but the same thing here real quick. I'll give my grades. It's going to be a little different here. Obviously, I'm going to talk K-State here at the back end of the show here. Give you my thoughts on KU. And, of course, kind of already gave you some keys earlier this week about West Virginia. But obviously, since Chris Klieman has come over here to get over as head coach of K-State, they have not beaten West Virginia. And this is one of those instances, once again, just like the first time 2 years ago, that West Virginia came in here. It was, what, if I recall it, 4-6 or something like that. And West Virginia came into Manhattan, upset K-State. K-State had an opportunity to win that football game, obviously. Did not come out right. So, you know, this is hopefully here this morning, later this afternoon. This will be a much more different story than it already been. It has been the last 2 years. And, of course, we got throttled by West Virginia last year on the road. That's Kyle Thompson. Will Howard, that kind of was the beginning of the debacle for this team. 4-1, you go up there on the road, you don't show up to that ball game. So they got a little sense of urgency, but this K-State run that they put together, three in a row, all started with Texas Tech on the road. Then we take care of business on the road. Texas Tech did come back here to Manhattan to dismantle TCU, and then you dismantle KU on the road yet again, humble them 35-10 last week. And now you bring West Virginia, who has been really, really inconsistent all year long. So, I mean, they've had issues with West Virginia for whatever reason. It seems like since West Virginia's been into the Big 12, as my phone's going off, that, you know, they've had their issues with West Virginia. But West Virginia's always been a tough out, maybe since I can remember it, maybe for exception of two instances. Of course, when I was back during my senior year, we went that travel up to Morgantown for the first time when we played Geno Smith. And that was quite a bit ago there. K-State took care of them, that big game up there. Took care of them, and then, of course, last year's result in Morgantown, that was not a fun game to watch. That was if you're a K-State fan as well. So, you know, K-State coming in here, obviously looking to continue to, you know, put the brakes down here, obviously. The Baylor game has already been the final game next week at home, at least, 4:30. That's kind of like an NFL game, you want to put it like that. But that's going to be a night game, obviously, with the time change and whatnot. And then, of course, the day after that, Texas, you go on the road in a tough environment there. But Texas has had their own struggles this year. So if you can take care of West Virginia, which, oh, by the way, that's a good transition to kind of recap the scoreboard here real quick. Again, I'm going to talk more. Kind of finish out with K-State stuff towards the end of the short podcast here. West Virginia, just to stay on that topic here, they lose at home to Oklahoma State, who was ranked 11th at the time last week, 24-3. Jerry Diggy, only 15-22 last week for 109 yards. In an interception in this game. He didn't look good in this ball game. Go down here to Mathis Jr., 5 carries for 25 yards, and then James, 5 catches for 46 yards in this game. Spencer Sanders, 3 for 82, 2 TDs and an interception. We went 21 for 31 in this game. Morton, the receiver who went off against K-State earlier this year, 7 catches for 63, 2 touchdowns. Dane Warren, 16 totes, 78 yards, and a touchdown there. So West Virginia losing at home. And remember, you don't know which West Virginia team you're going to get, because this same team, the Mountaineers I'm talking about, upset Iowa State at home. We're not in Morgantown this year, so we're going to find out here real quick here in a couple hours which West Virginia team will show up in this game. And K-State, what they need to do is continue to put the pressure on the opposing opponents here, and hopefully they can continue to build, improve that record, and improve their boosting here a little bit. Continuing on last week's scoring here, Iowa State and Texas. Texas has the same record as West Virginia coming into this week. Week 11 here, the college football season. Iowa State blows out Texas 30-7. Iowa State coming in this week 6-3. Brock Purdy, 252 through the air, 27-38. Go down the line. Breece Hall, 19 carries for 136 yards. He saw the end zone twice. Xavier Hutchinson, 8 receptions, 96 yards in this game. And then Card, the quarterback for Texas, 14-23, only 101 yards and a touchdown. Ron Bijan Robinson, 90 yards on 18 carries. And then, again, he led the team in receptions. Talking about Bijan Robinson, the talented back, one of the talented backs in the Big 12, 8 receptions, 36 yards for him in this game. And this is the team that K-State's going to be seeing in about two weeks, probably less than that, because Thanksgiving, before you know it, Wildcat Nation is going to be around the corner. So you got that going on. So it's going to be really critical for them, those guys. And this is kind of, you know, what I'm talking about. I mean, these may possibly, when you look at it record-wise, you can, on paper, for Kansas State, you can say, you know, well, two out of these three opponents, and this is counting West Virginia, are under 500. These are winnable games you're talking about. Yes, you go on the road to Austin, but, yeah, you have an opportunity and maybe a chance to knock off Baylor as well. Baylor's not going to be a tough opponent, as, you know, TCU put the upset on Baylor, probably by far the upset of the week in the conference last week, as TCU at home, after Gary Patterson gets canned, knocks off Baylor, who was ranked 12th in his game, 30-28. And these rivalry games are weird as they can be. As anything goes, you throw the records out, and TCU comes up huge with the upset there. And a quarterback that we saw last week, or no, now 2 weeks now, Chandler Morris, who got some playing time last week and started the game apparently, went off against the Bears, over 450 yards passing, 461, 2 touchdowns, 29-41. And Chandler Smith, Chandler Morris did it on the ground as well. Chandler Morris, 11 carries, 70 yards, and a touchdown run for TCU. So TCU gets a lot of help from their backup quarterback after Max Duggan couldn't get it done. I didn't know what happened from Max Duggan's point. But this is since 1997 that, you know, they were able to get a new coach in that set of time there as well. So they were able to get it done in the receiving wise for the Horned Frogs. Quentin Johnson, 5 catches, 142 yards, and a touchdown. Big offensive numbers against Baylor there. So Baylor dropped in a critical game they needed to have to stay in touch with Oklahoma State for a chance to get in that Big 12 championship game in Dallas. Well, that took a big hit for them. A team that we're going to see next Saturday here in Manhattan, Kansas on Senior Day. The quarterback, Bohannon, got picked off twice, 3 touchdown passes on 14 of 20. And then Smith, 18 carries for 125 yards. And Thornton, he's been there forever. The receiver for the Bears, 5 catches, 121 yards, and 2 touchdowns for them as well. You take a look at the stands where K-State is. K-State is at the top half right now. Right now. As of right now, I'm recording this really 3 hours before the game. As I get ready for this ball game, I'll be at the stadium today. Probably going to be the last game as obviously it gets cold. Obviously, November, mid-November, it gets cold around these parts. So this is definitely going to be it as we planned it. K-State right now sits fifth right now, and they, given the. We'll go through the matchups here in just a second today, and we'll talk K-State here. K-State sitting fifth over Texas. Texas 2-4, and that's where the under 500 records start for them. But K-State sitting fifth. What a turnaround. Me and Alex talked about this before the season started with the predictions, and of course he has to brag that he's right on that. I gotta go back to see who he picked for this game. But yeah, K-State right now, fifth in the Big 12 Conference right now. That is the top half. And given the circumstances here, they're going to need a little bit of help. They can definitely do that next week. But they got to take care of West Virginia. West Virginia is sitting eighth in the conference. K-State is sitting fifth right now behind Iowa State and Baylor. You lost to Iowa State earlier this year, which you didn't come ready to play that ball game, so I'm still kind of worrying about that game. This is kind of circling back to the Iowa State game. You have to be ready to play, and you got to come out. These 11-8 kicks can be definitely be tricky when it comes down to that, but I expect this guy to be these guys to be ready to go for this game, and you have bad taste in your mouth, and you have a leader, QB1, like Skylar Thompson. I expect these guys to come out fired up and take care of business. I mean, this is a beatable West Virginia team. This team has been really consistent. I thought West Virginia would take the next step forward in their progression with Neil Brown. That really hasn't really happened this year, so you can jump on them here early, keep them down, shut them down, especially the way the defense has been playing. K-State's defense has been playing the last several games. Then you can really, really put the clamps down. You really need to on Jared Diggie. That's for sure. You going back to his honest. This was I'm going to lose the phrase here. This was his outcoming party 2 years ago. Talking about Jared Diggie coming into K-State and really managing the offense very well. So it's going to be important for that K-State defense to to slow these guys down.
You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast. All about Kansas State Athletics. A little bit of different twist today as usually when I do these recaps on my own, which I like to do, obviously, but it's also fun to do talk with my co-host Alex Aiden. Schedule's been kind of crazy, but we will definitely talk the weekly edition this week coming up. We'll be talking about West Virginia, and I think I put on there women's basketball as well. So that's kind of on the lineup here sheet for this upcoming week. A lot of content on this end has been coming out of the Purple Project Podcast. A little different spin, obviously, talking Big 12 and then kind of we'll go over K-State really quick. I already been bouncing off the walls a little bit over this podcast here, but definitely getting you guys up to speed on what's going on, of course, with K-State, obviously, as they get set here to take on West Virginia Mountaineers today at 11 a.m. on FS1. The slate here for the Big 12, I do want to touch on, yes, so Oklahoma State, I believe, if I can remember, let me see real quick here. I'm going to go into Baylor real quick. Baylor's ranked 13th in the country. And Oklahoma State has a tiebreaker. Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure that about that. So, really, OU, Oklahoma State in control, really. So, they can go out and win the rest of their games. They're going to be the two teams that in the Big 12 championship game. Baylor had a chance. The state went toe with the Cowboys, took a big hit. That TC really, that probably knocked them out. I know we got 3 weeks to go, but that probably knocked them out of contention unless Oklahoma State steps on their toes here down the stretch here. So, all right. So, moving on to the Week 11 games. We're first up in the 11 o'clock slate along with a big-time matchup. Speaking of Baylor, they host OU here at the same time. So, this is going to be something else to watch here. Oklahoma is ranked 8th in the country. Kind of lost that. I think they're going off of the college football playoff rankings, if I'm not mistaken. So, OU getting dropped. I kind of missed that a little bit there. But that's probably good news or bad news. But Baylor looking to bounce back. And this could be one of those things that if Baylor can knock off OU in this one, they could break it back. They could jump right back in it because they lost to Oklahoma State, so you don't have a tiebreaker on them. But you beat Oklahoma, I said they're out of it just a couple minutes ago. If you beat them in your actual place, you're right back in the conversation there. So it's going to be interesting to see how Baylor responds at home in the 11 o'clock menu there. The 2:30 slot has Iowa State on the road at Texas Tech. Yeah, that should be something there. Iowa State's a 10-point favorite in this one there. And then later on tonight, the 6:30 game has KU at Texas. And Texas, well, KU is a 31-point underdog in this one. I don't think this should be no problem. And we took care of business on them, Jayhawks. Last week there, this should be no problem. I think it's going to be a little more than that, to say the least there. KU is 1-8, and I already talked about Texas earlier in the first half of this podcast. And then last but not least, 7 o'clock on Fox, Oklahoma State, 10th in the country, hosting TCU off that momentum building upset of Baylor. So interesting slate of games, really good slate of games in the conference there as well, with two dynamic 11 o'clock games, Oklahoma Baylor being one of them, and West Virginia Kansas State the other one, which transitions into me with the Kansas Jayhawks, as K-State pretty much easily beat KU last week in Lawrence, 35-10. Not even close, really, from the get-go. Deuce Vaughn continues, big old Deuce, continues to have a tremendous season again, going over 100 yards. Rush for a career high in this one, 162 yards, 3 touchdowns, while Skylar Thompson added 244 through the air in a touchdown, which was a dime to Malik Knowles. Malik Knowles had 94 yards in a touchdown catch last week there. As well, it's pretty much nothing you can really say. Really, this offense is solid. I wouldn't say an A, for instance, here, as, you know, and obviously, I talk about bowl. I haven't said this, and we're closing in on, 20 minutes of this podcast here. K-State, your Wildcats are bowl eligible. How about that? Actually, last year in the COVID year, we weren't able to say that with a whole different issues that we're dealing with, and now we get bowl eligible. How about that? K-State Nation, hell yeah. So excuse my language there a little bit, but hey, that's something you got to get excited about. And now you have a chance to really kind of pat on that record that you're talking about. This is one of these games that you need to have. At least you can get, the worst that you can get is 2-3. That Texas game, yeah, it's in Austin, but you have a chance to go down there and make a statement and get revenge from the last year's shellacking here in Manhattan, Kansas. Baylor could be an added bonus as well as they come in here to Senior Day next weekend. Chris Klieman, quote from him, he said after the game, quote, excited for our team and excited for the K-State Nation. That's what I said. This one means a lot for the state and a ton to the almost 60 kids on our team from the state of Kansas. I couldn't be any happier with our guy. Started out the first half in the second half of this game. So, you mean, the crew that called this game, I'm going to probably call this for the rest of the year, but the less than 5'8 group, the 5'8 less crew, did its work yet again in this matchup here. I believe that's 14 straight against KU, but yeah, I have a little bit of shot I'm going to throw out here. At Dalvin Potter, another late hit. That smart ass from KU struck again. Of course, last year he got juked out of his shoes by Deuce Vaughn. And then this year, Dalvin Potter, negative 2.0, hit Skylar Thompson a few yards out of bounds there in another scrum. So this is not the first time that Case has been involved in a scrum. Obviously, the last home game, Skylar was hit really late. Against TCU, and that started the fight, which saw a couple of ejections there. So I think this is the second game in a row that we've seen K-State sit for the quarterback, and I'm all for it. I mean, you can't, especially the injuries that QB1 Skylar has dealt with. I mean, you just can't do that. I mean, that's a boneheaded play, and this Gavin Potter, it's not a good football player. So I'm just putting it in PG-13 circumstances here. Yeah, he did what he did, obviously, a couple years ago with his commitment stuff and whatnot. And he's made some bone, and he's looked embarrassingly dumb last year. Obviously, Deuce Vaughn putting him to his misery, and then a year later, last week, he wants to hit the quarterback, you know, out of bounds. So, you know, he's definitely that. What did my boss say this week? Oh man, I can't think of it now, but I'm gonna put it in my raise. He's definitely a you know what jock. Of a player doesn't use from his head, from his shoulders. So, you know, hey, we took care of it. We took care of y'all on the scoreboard. That's what matters. And this was really no contest from the opening kick of this one, as K-State jumped out on them to a 14-3 lead after the first quarter. Really never looked back in this game. Offensively, they're solid. I gave them a B here in this instance here, as well as to give out my grades really quick here. Going down the, let's see here, I had the kind of simplified stats on my other tab. There you go. So going down here, the list here, K-State, 500 yards of offense, 504 yards to KU's only 274. Going down here, the penalties, K-State, they're going to have to do something with this. Going forward, 8 penalties for 70 yards. They're going to have to somewhat clean that up. I think that's going to be a key today. You cannot hurt yourself through penalties. We've seen this. This has been a story all year long with this K-State team there. So you to KU's 4 penalties for 21 yards. First downs, K-State got 22 in this game to 15. Third down conversions, they were absolutely brilliant here. 6 of 9. That's pretty good. Third down offense for K-State there. They do that. They're going to do a lot of more scoring today against their opponent, West Virginia. And 3-13 for KU. Time of possession was really tight there. 31 minutes for K-State to 28 minutes for the Kansas Jayhawks here. Kind of to finishing up the offensive stats here real quick. Deuce Vaughn's big day, 162 yards. Joe Irvin returned. Nice to see him back, the sub 5'8 group. Back in act, back in play. The 1-2 punch back in action there. 9 carries for 60 yards for Joe Irvin. 2 carries, 14 yards for Malik Knowles. And then, of course, Will Howard saw some garbage time late in this one, along with Katie, you're right, and a couple other people on this list here receiving. Skylar Thompson, 9 of 24, 244, a touchdown. He was sacked once in this game. Will Howard did come in, as I just mentioned, 2 of 3 for 18 yards through the air. Deuce Vaughn, 6 catches for 70 yards in this one. He, once again, does it all. They do it all back for K-State again. West Virginia, they're going to have their hands full. But they slowed him down last year. I think Deuce goes off once again here today. 3 catches, 94 from Malik Knowles. I said that. But a guy that's kind of slowly emerging as possibly a go-to receiver on third down. I'm talking about Cade Warner. Cade Warner, 3 catches for 36 yards in this game. He's starting to see a lot of playing time as the year progresses and becoming a trusted target for Skyler. That's big for him. So Cade Warner is somebody you're going to have to keep your eyes on, K-State Nation, today. He hasn't scored a touchdown yet, but I got a feeling that's coming soon. Keenan Garber, 2 catches for 13. Landry Weber had a catch for 17. Joe Irvin, a catch for 12. Tyron Howell returned in the game. In the second half, obviously, had a catch for 11 yards. R.J. Garcia, catch for 6. Connor Fox, 1 catch for 3. Sammy Wheeler had a catch for only 2 yards in this one. Defense, again, solid across the board. B, as well as they gave up some yardage, but they were able to keep them out of the end zone at least one time with this one as well. This is the Purple Project Podcast. K-State preview of West Virginia here. I got a few more minutes here. Eddie Greer here as I get ready to go to the stadium in a little bit here as I get ready for this West Virginia game. Big game here coming up. So real quick here, the top 5 tacklers. This team obviously led by their really emotional leader, Daniel Green, 8 tackles in this one. Solid. Jerron McPherson, 7 tackles. Austin Moore seeing a lot of playing time. So he, just like Cade Warner, K-State Nation, seeing a lot of playing time and rewarding the benefits as well. So, you know, you got these guys out here showing what they're worth here down the stretch. Here, Austin Moore, 5 tackles in this game against KU. Echo Boydo played very well from the corner position. He had 4 tackles in this one. He had a tackle for a loss in this one. He had a pass breakup as well. So Echo Boydo here, finally playing, starting to get hot at the right time here for that K-State secondary. So a great, very great game from him and Cody Fletcher. 4 tackles in this one for the other linebacker. So 3, all your linebackers here on this list made the top 5, which we called out Cody Fletcher and Dan Green all year long. And now we're starting to see the emergence of the other linebacker here, which is Austin Moore, who was not on the start first team list on this defense. So that's good to see him do what he did there as well. So, you know, defense, this defense has really played well here the last several weeks here, and hopefully I can carry on in to this game today against West Virginia. They're going to need it. They're going to need to somewhat put the clamp down on. they need to put a clamp down on Daigie, because Daigie came in here 2 years ago and did what he wanted to do. If they can put pressure on him, ride him a little bit, obviously, Ndiki Uzomah, if he can have a factor in his football game, that would be fantastic here. As here, I'm going to throw one more up here. Special teams real quick. There was a missed field goal by Tennant. Chris Tennant missed the field goal. Another missed field goal by Chris Tennant in a football game here, as Ty Zintner had six punts for an average. Ty Zintner is really, really good this year. two punts. Only punted the ball twice. Wow. But only averaged 31. So for K-State, their grade war this week across the board. Solid Bs across the board. You missed the field goal there again by Chris Tennant, so that's not good there. But you know, that was his first miss as he's taking over kicking duties for K-State as well. And K-State, going back to the defense side real quick here, before I give kind of my prediction of this game here, Kansas State fourth in total defense right now. So, and they're above their opponent, West Virginia. So you got the fourth and fifth best defenses going in here today. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good matchup. K-State looking to steal that momentum here. Yes, the offense is eighth right now in the Big 12. When you just look at the Big 12 as a conference, but defensive-wise, Joe Klineman's bunch is fourth in total defense. Well, it's at least in scoring defense, really. If you want to put it that way as well. So the bend and don't break defense, fourth right now in scoring defense to West Virginia's fifth. So this is going to be a game of less mistakes. The team with less mistakes obviously will win this game, and that's why I think K-State here comes into play here, as I really think they can get over this hump here. Let me see if I can find that real quick. I'll close it out with that. Let's see. Yeah, so there we go. There's the prediction list here. I'll bring it up real quick. Real quick here, West Virginia. Yes, I do. So we both have, let's see. Yeah, we both have West Virginia in this game. Yeah, I'm going to stick to my original prediction here. Alex had West Virginia at 35-31. He had K-State winning this one 35-31 in this one. Yep, I had this one being a tight game again. I'm going to roll with that prediction as well. I think K-State is going to do just enough to win this game. And they need to carry over that momentum. I mean, this will be a big win for Chris Klieman. If he can get past Neil Brown today, it'll be a big, big gorilla off his back here. I think he gets it done. And yeah, I know I'm off. Actually, wait a minute here. So 6-3, K-State coming in here. So I know Alex has been right on the money with his predictions. But right now, I'm hoping he listens to this podcast. Hey, I'm on track here. If K-State can win out here, they're going to be spot on here. Actually, 8-3. Oh, darn it. I got to go back and count. But the last three, I don't want to jump ahead on that just yet there. But, yeah, I think, 8-3. I might have missed a game or somewhere in there. But anyways, I had them at three losses anyway. So they're on track here to to possibly at least eight wins. And I picked them earlier. I'm not going to shy away from that pick. I think K-State at home with the crowd, the momentum that they continue to build. This is a winnable game here. They got to get this one before Baylor comes into town next week. So I think K-State wins in a tight game around that score, or maybe a little more. So we'll see what happens today. against the Mountaineers of West Virginia. That is your preview edition of the podcast. Remember, the Promo Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify. We're on Apple. Amazon, Odyssey, as well the Purple Project Podcast, folks. K-State, West Virginia, you can't make it out to the game if you're not or near these parts of the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. It's on FS1, 12 Eastern Time, 11 Central Time, as K-State looks to extend their winning streak to 4 games. Eddie Greer III, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We'll talk to you on the next edition.
Listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.